Our theme for this Women's Conference 2019 is the heart of a worshiper. The heart of a worshiper. I use the subtopic, worshiping God in truth, in the spirit and in truth. And our scripture lesson, the key verse, as has already been read in St. John, the 4th chapter and the 23rd verse. And these are the words of Jesus. He says, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers," note that, "the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such a worshiper as him." In other words, the Lord is looking for someone that will worship him, and not just worship any type way, but to worship him in truth, a true worshiper. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that later. But what is a worshiper? So our key words are heart and worship. Heart and worship. Worship, as has already been mentioned, someone mentioned something about it. It says it is to adore. To adore. And you know, we ought to adore the Lord. And then it is to a reverence, to have great feelings of respect. And if anybody ought to be respected, I think it ought to be God. So he is worthy of our respect. And then love. We ought to love him with all we've got, because he's worthy of our love. And then we ought to be in awe of him. You know, we sing that song about awesome God. You know, he's just so magnificent. He's so impressive. And there are not words to explain really who our God is. He's so great. Our little finite minds cannot express really who our God is. And when we think about it, we ought to become heart worshipers. We ought not to be superficial worshipers, those who just sort of worship on the surface, those who are shallow in their worship. But it ought to be something deep down on the inside that is expressed on the outside. But that worship comes from within. It does not come from without. We ought to be worshipers. And then it says worship is to obey. Sometimes we don't think about that is worship within itself. What better expression that we can show God in honoring and loving him than to do what he says? Right. To obey him is to worship him. And he loves us when we obey. He's seeking those who will worship him in truth and in honesty. And then it says worship is to focus positive attention on. And I heard somebody say we ought to forget about all this other stuff and just have our focus on Christ Jesus when we're worshiping him. He ought to get all of the attention when we say we're worshiping him. And so we just have to sort of forget about some of that other stuff and just focus on him. So that's what we're talking about when we are worshipers. And then the word heart, not our pumping blood heart, but we're talking about our thoughts, our will, the inner spirit of a man, the soul of a man, that part of us that we cannot see with the naked eye. It is the real us. You know, the Bible says that from the heart, the mouth speaketh. And so, you know, we can pretend for a little while. And we can fool folk for a little while. But before long, that mouth is going to tell who we really are. Because the mouth speaks what the heart is feeling. We have to watch the heart. Because that's who we really are. And as our text comes from John 4:23, I'm just going to briefly go over the story. Sister Cora read it, but I'm just going to briefly go over a portion of it to get to where I want to go. And we know that's about this Samaritan woman that met Jesus at the well. Jesus wanted some water. He asked her for some water. And then he told her that if you just knew who it is that's asking you for this water, you would ask water from me. He said, because I've got some water, that living water, that springs up into everlasting life. The water I offer, you won't get thirsty anymore. And I know it's true. Those of you who have accepted Christ as your Savior and you're real about it, you know it's true. That same water is still springing up after decades and decades. It never runs dry. And if it gets a little low, you can get a refill. Jesus was offering that woman that kind of water. And then he went on to tell her about her life. Now, this is the kind of God that we serve. I assume he had never met her. He had never been to her house. But he knew what was in her house. He knew what had been in her house. He said, you have had 5 husbands. And the man you got now is not your own. This is a God we ought to know. This is a God we can't fool. He knows all about us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And the woman said, I perceive that you are a prophet. She said, our fathers, they worship in this mountain. And said, but they said the Jews say that you're supposed to worship in Jerusalem. And Jesus said to her that the time cometh, and then he says now, because I'm here, that you won't have to worry about worshiping in that mountain. You won't have to worry about worshiping in Jerusalem. Our God has no limit on where you can worship him, because he is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. You can worship him anytime. Anywhere, and he's there. He's not confined to the mountain.